Today's reading begins in Psalm 63, verse 1. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich foods, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips, when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword, they shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, and my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers, who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly and without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see them? They search out injustice, saying, we have accomplished a diligent search, for the inward mind and heart of a man are deep. But God shoots his arrow at them, and they are wounded suddenly. They are brought to ruin with their own tongues turned against them. All who see them will wag their heads. Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult. Psalm 65. Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. The hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. These are three beautiful psalms for our reading for today. Let's take a closer look for just a couple of moments. Psalm 63 has some characteristics of an individual lament psalm, longing for God, but it does not make a specific petition. So really this becomes more of a psalm of confidence, of expressing a faith in God. And it expresses that which we ought to have within us, is that we have a longing, a desire for God. The psalmist describes him as looking toward the temple in that longing, praising God for his steadfast love, remembering that God is enough to satisfy him, showing confidence that God will vindicate him against his enemies, and he praises him. We don't have the temple to look toward as David did at the time, or tabernacle at the time. However, we can look to God. We can long for him in the same way. Psalm 64 is looking for retribution. There's a petition to God for help. He describes his enemies. He describes God's destruction of the wicked. And then presents two different responses to that retribution. Humanity sees it and fears, and the righteous sees it and rejoices. There is so much to know about God, and He has revealed Himself. He has made Himself known so that we can see the things of Him, and we can see it and rejoice. Psalm 65 is a psalm of thanksgiving, written as a song to praise God for blessing the land and the people. It's possible this was used at harvest time when they would worship the Lord, possibly looking at it as sort of a prayer and anticipating the blessing of God. So you have three sections within the psalm. First, you have the praising of God's presence and protection. Then you have praising God's strength and His sovereignty. And finally, you have thanking God for His provision and His blessings. And it's a beautiful psalm. It's a great psalm for us to think about today, about how much God's hand is still working for us and blessing us even today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.